morning, sleepyhead. Listen, I know you're tired, but can you please open up your eyes fully for me? No, I need to check something really quick. Okay, good. Good job. All right, I need you to look all the way to the left. Yeah, where those pipes are. Okay, good. Now I need you to look all the way to the right, where the brick wall is. No. Don't move your head. Just move your eyes. Okay, good. Yeah, those are chains. Good eye. Okay. Now I need you to follow my finger and look all the way up. Perfect. Now I need you to look all the way down. Awesome. Oh, on my hands? No, you don't have to worry about that. That blood isn't mine. Why did I have you look? I'm just checking to make sure that none of the blood vessels in your brain popped. Yeah, it's kind of dangerous when you get the medication wrong like that. I'm sorry, I really did think that you ate something today. Why didn't you? Okay, well, nobody's that busy. Really, why didn't you eat? Oh, it wasn't in your food budget this month? I'm sorry, I wish you would have told me. I mean, if you had ever bothered looking up from your phone and talking to me for a minute, you would have known that I get all my food for free. I could have definitely brought you some. Well, on the bright side, you're not going to have to worry about food again. Or rent. Or working. Yay, right? What do I mean by that? Oh. Darling. My sweet, sweet victim. Come on, you know better than that. Try to think back on any one of my numerous role plays. Do you seriously think that you're going anywhere? Ever again? Don't be silly. You know better. And you know better. I mean, you're talking to me, lovesick. And I live up to my name. You're not going anywhere. And you should be happy about that. I mean, isn't it kind of like your fantasy to get kidnapped by a yandere? That's why you watch the role plays, right? You're living out the fantasy, hoping that some crazed yandere chick will just see you and take you. Well, lucky for you, the person who makes those role plays is a yandere for you. And, you know, you are really lucky because when you think about it, the kind of girl that would be a yandere wouldn't necessarily be the most, the type of girl that you like, right? You don't get to choose who's your yandere. They choose you. Well, lucky for you, at least in this case, you got to choose your yandere's voice. So, maybe if if you don't like my appearance, which would confuse me because a lot of people do. But if you don't like my appearance, at least you can close your eyes and enjoy the voice you like so much. Right? Oh my goodness, are you blushing? Oh, you're so cute like that. No, don't try to cover up your face. I mean, you can't, but don't try to. Well, you see, your hands are kind of handcuffed behind your back. What do I mean by kind of? Well, it's handcuffed, and then if you can feel it, I also have you tied up with rope. Well, I do it this way because I don't know whether or not you can pick a lock, and I'm not taking any chances. Okay, so double protection or whatever. I have my insurance on you. I'm not letting all my hard work go to waste. Hard work? this is a little bit embarrassing, but I guess since you're gonna end up spending the rest of your life with me, you might as well know. I've been watching you for a very long time. Probably longer than you think. I mean, no offense, but I don't really need to work at a fast food joint. No. Did you seriously think I could afford that apartment on minimum wage? Absolutely not. That was just a cover-up, if you will. An excuse to ride the bus with you. There we go. I can tell that you're starting to piece things together. No, darling. The bus wasn't the first time I laid eyes on you. You see, it all started when you left a comment on one of my videos. Crazy, right? You are now locked up in my basement. You are now my possession because of a comment. A silly little comment that you didn't even have to leave. But you did. I saw it and I was like, who is this person? So of course I clicked on it and I saw your profile picture. Well, let's just say, as good as you looked there, you look so much better in person. Then I just reverse Google searched your photo and found your Facebook profile and found out your name, and it just kind of spiraled from there. I found out about your mother, your father, your friends, your exes, which, darling, no offense, you really know how to pick them. I think I'm a major upgrade in comparison to those girls. You have to agree. I mean, you were with them. Anyway, I found out where you worked and I just started following you. I'd watch you go to the coffee shops, the gaming bars, and I didn't realize that I had already fallen in love with you. I know it's crazy, but I really didn't. I didn't until I saw you talking to a girl on the bus. And I thought, who is she? Why are you talking to her? Why aren't you talking to me instead? I'm way better conversation. I know you so much better. I know your interests. I studied your interests so that I could talk to you when the time came, and you're talking to her who doesn't know anything about you. I saw red and I followed her home. No, she didn't even realize what was happening. She went inside and she locked the door, and I waited. I waited about 20 minutes. And then I ran down her hall. Ran and I pounded on her door. I was crying. I was saying that there was someone following me and I was scared, and if she could just open up for a second so that I could call the police. And she did open up. She didn't even fully realize that there was no one behind me, or that I didn't have a phone on me. I don't think she even recognized the glint of the knife in my hand. Naive and gullible. Why would you talk to such a naive girl? There are monsters out there, and she would have opened the door and let them into your home. Yes, she would have, because she let me into her home. A fatal mistake. I was out of there before I think she even finished breathing. I was quick. And then I took her spot on the bus. And I took her job. And you didn't notice me then either. I mean, I worked so hard. I worked so hard getting my name out there. I worked so hard to find you. I worked so hard to be appealing to you, and you couldn't even be bothered to look up from your phone to see me. I know that it's not your fault, and I don't blame you. I swear, on a level, I don't blame you, but it hurt. It hurt for a long time, and I was about to give up. I had sold the apartment, and I was moving. And that's the day that you took out your earphones. And you finally noticed me. What luck, right? I mean, to come to my apartment the day before moving day. It's like it was fate. And so, here we are now. I wrapped you up in one of my rugs, and I put you on the moving truck, and they didn't even notice. I mean, it was really heavy. I had to move you myself, but the movers didn't even notice. I wonder how many people have moved dead bodies in rugs before for no one to even notice. A breathing rug. I mean, I think they were just trying to get done with my place as soon as possible, so they can move on to the next place and make the most money. Greed. Greed is a good thing sometimes. I mean, when it comes to kidnapping people, other people's willingness to look over small details, like a rug moving an inch every 5 seconds, is a good thing for me. So I moved you, and I brought you here, and now you're mine. So, do you have any questions, or you seriously just ask for some water? I lay out a whole story on how I masterminded your kidnapping. And the only thing you have to ask me is if you can have some water. This is why I fell in love with you. And yes, darling, you can have some water. Would you like it with or without ice?